Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. And I do appreciate generally the ability to point out great news in this great nation that helps to make it a great day. But the overwhelmingly most important news today is not great. In fact, it's horrifying. It's news about us losing months of life. Every American family. How? With a record decline in life expectancy. Yes, some of it has to do with COVID-19, but not all of it. What is going on, and what happened to that idea that life was getting better in the 20th century and in the 21st century? We'll be talking about the reasons behind this life expectancy and what we can do to turn that around. We'll also be talking about a shocking new poll that asks Republicans a very direct question. Do you think the best representative for our party would be President Trump? Or a fresh face? There's a contradictory result. It's surprising and fairly amazing. You will hear about it. There's also a follow-up with some arrests and some meaningful action regarding that extremely disturbing story we were covering yesterday. It's now national news of homeless miscreants. I mean, I don't think anyone should feel even a smidgen of sympathy or compassion. These are people who are trying to kill other people at random by throwing rocks and cinder blocks and propane tanks at cars passing by on the interstate. And now there has been an arrest, and there will be some action, we are told, on cleaning up some of the homeless encampments. And it's about, as a year overdue or more. We will get to that story as well. And then the very latest on this breakdown in the plans to actually have a bipartisan, not commission, but committee. A congressional select committee with 5 Democrats and 5 Republicans. It would be headed by a Democrat because they control the House. But that whole plan is blowing apart. Why? Because Nancy Pelosi, as Speaker, did not accept the members of that committee, or 2 of the members of that committee, that had been selected by Kevin McCarthy. What's going to happen there? We will get to that. And there is new information and a whole new slant on the part of many conservatives who are coming around right now at what looks to be a potential moment of crisis, coming around in strong support of urging people to get the COVID-19 vaccination. That, it seems to me, qualifies as good news. We will get to all of that on a very, very busy day on the Michael Medved Show. 1-800-955-1776 is our phone number. First off, let me go to this life expectancy story. It's covered everywhere, but covered, I think, best in the Wall Street Journal, where a reporter named Betsy McKay writes, life expectancy in the United States fell by 1.5 years in 2020. It's the biggest decline, at least since World War II. Actually, it's the biggest decline since 1943. Now, what does that mean? That means that looking at all the numbers and how long people should expect to live, that the numbers have gone down. People should expect to live less today than they did last year. And it's gone down by a year and a half. What we're talking about then is if you're talking about 330 million Americans, and that's about what we are, I think it's 335 million that the total population estimated of the United States right now. Do 335 million times a year and a half, you're talking about 500 million years. Yes, that's right. 500 million years of less life in the United States because of the direction of our health statistics. And these are new statistics from the Centers for Disease Control and verified by the Census Bureau. And they're not phony statistics. This is not somebody making stuff up. This is real stuff that impacts every single American. They say here that the decline occurs as the COVID-19 pandemic kills thousands of thousands and exacerbated crises occur in drug overdoses, homicides, and some chronic diseases. Provisional data released today by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention showed that the American life expectancy dropped to 77.3 years in 2020. That's roughly the same level as in 2003. It erases years of hard-won gains in the nation's public health. It was the largest single-year decline recorded since 1943. We're talking about 78 years. That's longer than the life expectancy currently. If you have to go a lifetime ago to find a comparable decline in life expectancy. The Elizabeth Arias, who is a demographer for the CDC, their National Center for Health Statistics, she's the lead author of the report. She says, I myself had never seen a change this big, except in the history books. Life expectancy won't recover to pre-pandemic levels in 2021, Dr. Arias and other population health experts said. And it could decline again if a new COVID-19 variant emerges that vaccines don't protect against, some said. The highly transmissible Delta variant has pushed cases, hospitalizations, and deaths up again recently, particularly in parts of the country where vaccination rates are low. One of the great blessings we have is that even for people who get the Delta virus, the presence of a vaccine lowers the severity of the symptoms. But it also greatly reduces the likelihood that you will get the virus at any point. One of the reasons it's so important. They go on and write that if a new COVID-19 variant emerges, that vaccines don't protect against, of course, that's a disaster. And hospitalizations and deaths have been going up again recently because of Delta. The full toll of the pandemic has yet to be seen, doctors said. Public health officials added that many people skipped or delayed treatment last year for other conditions, such as diabetes and high blood pressure, because of the COVID-19 crisis. And they endured isolation, stress, and interruptions in normal diet and exercise routines that also helped to explain this terrible result. Life expectancy is a measure of a nation's well-being and prosperity based on mortality in a given year. Declines or stagnation in longevity can signal catastrophic events or deep problems in a society, researchers say. Life expectancy fell in the U.S. by 11.8 years in 1918, right after World War I and during a worldwide flu pandemic. Now, we're not quite at that level, but a 1.5 gap. One of the things that is important to look at is what happened in other countries that are comparable to us. Countries like Germany or Sweden, Denmark. Yes, they had a loss of life expectancy too. but it was about 1/7 of what we're suffering in the United States. Why is that happening to us? What do we do about it? We'll speak about that with Michael Shermer coming up on the MedVet Show.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of My Pillow. Here to tell you about my Giza Dream bed sheets. I made sure that they would be everything you'd ever want in a sheet set. I started with the world's finest cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region where the Sahara Desert, the Nile River, and the Mediterranean Sea all meet. The long staple cotton makes my Giza Dream sheets ultra soft and durable. They come with extra wide pillowcases to fit over any pillow and extra deep pockets to fit over any mattress. Not only that, they come with my 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. I personally guarantee that they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own.
That's two for one low price, plus free shipping. Call 800-320-6280 or MyPillow.com, promo code MedVet. That's 800-320-6280. Use the promo code MedVet for these great radio specials.
The pain was very bad, and since I've taken Relief Factor, I've been able to walk normally again, and I was having a hard time walking, and the pain was very bad, and since I've taken Relief Factor, I've been able to walk normally again, and the pain has gone away. I really am walking pain-free. So I just want to recommend this to anyone who has severe pain or any type of pain. It is really a miracle product.
Try Relief Factor. It has worked wonderfully for literally hundreds of thousands and certainly for me. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, and order your own quick start. Nothing to lose but your pain. The whole world to gain. MichaelMedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, or call 833-654-PAIN, Relief Factor.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
It is stunning that a typical American will have lost a year and a half of life last year. A life expectancy. I mean, it's stunning. It's the biggest drop in life expectancy that we've had in this country in almost 80 years. I mean, it's just almost beyond belief. And what is causing it? And what do you do about it? I'm glad to welcome to the show Michael Shermer, who's been on with us many times. He's the founding publisher of Skeptic Magazine. For 18 years, he was a monthly columnist for Scientific American. He's the author of a number of fascinating books. My favorite of his books is a book called The Moral Arc, which is basically about how things in the modern world have been getting better and better. Look at declines in smoking, look at declines in murder over the years, and yet we have a development like this. Michael Shermer, what are we missing here that this hits so many Americans as just a shock, this sudden decline in life expectancy, which is not all COVID-19?
Right, yes. Well, there's a lot of things to unpack here. First of all, I think when we talk about average statistics like these are averages for the whole country, the entire population. The problem is when readers read that and they don't realize, you know, what that means, they think, well, you mean I'm going to drop dead a year and a half earlier than I would have? No, that isn't what that means. And this is this kind of common misunderstanding about average life expectancy, say, has doubled in the last 50 years and 2.5 times in the last, 200 years. And you mean so people in the 19th century dropped dead at age 35 or 40? No, that isn't what that means. You know, people lived in their 70s and 80s in the 19th century and before, just not very many of them compared to now. So it's an average. And so, of course, if you have a spike in COVID-19 deaths and homicides and drug overdoses, that's going to bring the average down. So there was nothing really surprising about this to me when I saw the reports today. When you look at the curves, it's like, oh my God, how is this going to affect my life? But, you know, if you don't have COVID-19, or even if you do and you have a mild form and you recover quickly, or you're not involved in gang shootings in inner cities, or you're not taking codeine type addictive pain medications and getting addicted, then this won't affect you at all. And if anything, another deceptive part of this is that we know that COVID-19 was affected people that already had pre-existing conditions like diabetes and obesity and heart and lung diseases and so on, that they would have died earlier than that average also. So, of course, the deaths are truly caused by COVID-19 because they died this year rather than, say, 10 years from now. But they were not going to live that average of 78 for men and 81 for women. They would have died, say, in their 60s. And so the fact that they died, say, in their 40s is tragic. But the effects we don't see on these averages is that would have brought that average down over the next, say, 20 years. You just can't see that in the graphs.
Okay, what about the differences between the United States and other developed wealthy nations? And yes, they took a look at the other nations with comparable median income and education levels, mostly the nations of the OECD, the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development. And if you take all of those nations, they collectively had a small decline in life expectancy, a decline of 0.22. And we had seven times that much. Why? Why is America doing so much worse than other countries in terms of life expectancy at the moment?
Well, it probably has to do with our size, the diversity, the fact that we have 50 different states that have 50 different laws and regulations about how to deal with these kinds of issues. Also, these other countries, they don't have the opioid crisis, they don't have the gun violence, so you can just take that right out of the formula. Also, tight and loose cultures, that are more independent and the people are less likely to follow the dictates of their politicians and health experts versus those that do, that affects it. you know, to what extent, you know, health coverage is universal and people go along with what their healthcare providers, you know, ask them to do versus they don't. And we have much more diversity in that in our country, you know, which has pluses and minuses. You know, we're super independent, individualistic, and all that's good for many things, but it also leads to a lot of, say, vaccine hesitancy. And also, to be fair, you know, there's just a lot we just don't know. I mean, you know, you just roll back the clock a year and a half ago, say to February or March of 2020, you know, it wasn't clear and obvious exactly what we should do. In hindsight, you say, oh, well, we should have closed the economy down a month earlier or 2 weeks earlier or something like that. Yeah, but you don't really know that when you don't have the information we have now. And even now we can see the uncertainty with the Delta variant and people like Fauci and you know, his politicians there on Capitol Hill yelling at each other. Again, you know, Fauci's not omniscient. Nobody is. Nobody knows for sure. So, and in a country our size with so much diversity of all kinds, you're just going to get those, you know, those higher numbers just because of, you know, the difference in those much smaller
years. Apparently, one of the other factors that the CDC lists as a major factor in the life expectancy going down is liver disease, which is associated with alcoholism, which, according to every report I can find, during the pandemic, people are drinking too much. And, and they still may be drinking too much. And that at least according to a lot of psychologists and medical doctors who take a look at this, psychiatrists included, the part of the problem is alcoholism is associated with loneliness. It's something people turn to heavy drinking when they're socially isolated. And right now, by a bunch of measures, Americans are socially isolated from one another, and that's not good for the health. What do you think, as a country, we ought to be aiming to do differently?
Well, I do think at this point, now that we're open back up, we got to stay open back up. I think it would be a mistake to just shut everything back down with the Delta variant. I don't think that would be good. You know, there's this famous essay by Frederick Bastiat called What is Seen and What is Not Seen. He was using this economically for, say, taxation and building bridges or something. You can see the bridge. You can't see what the money was going to be used for that was taxed to build the bridge. It would have been used for something else. So when you shut down the economy and people stay home, okay, we see what we see, but what would they have been doing had we not shut them down? You know, would more have died? Maybe. But then maybe fewer would have died of alcoholism, or not just that, but you know, spousal disputes and violence, mainly men, you know, locked up at home, lost their jobs, depressed, angry, and you know, spend a lot of time with somebody that you're not used to spending that much time with. Tempers flare, and then there's, you know, increase in violence. You know, that's just, you know, depression, anxiety. There's all these things that are happening that we just don't know. They probably would not have happened had we stayed open, but that has other trade-offs.
We will continue the conversation coming up on the MedVet Show.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay. USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy is pulling all five Republicans off the Select Committee on the January 6th Capitol attack. This comes after House Speaker Nancy Pelosi rejected Republican Representatives Jim Banks and Jim Jordan as picks to serve on the committee. McCarthy saying this represents an egregious abuse of power and will damage this institution. McCarthy adding Pelosi must reverse course in order for any Republicans to serve on the committee. As more and more states and cities across the country consider mask mandates, Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott says there will not be another mask mandate in Texas.
We're past the time of government mandates. We're into the time for personal responsibility.
Abbott telling reporters in Houston people need to be personally responsible when it comes to coronavirus and get vaccinated. USA Radio News.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Show, the Wall Street Journal extensive report on these new life expectancy numbers, which are just astonishing when you talk about it. As Michael Shermer, our guest, was saying, longtime columnist for the Scientific American, look, this doesn't mean that every single person is going to live a shorter time. It does mean that most people will. That's what the numbers seem to indicate from 2020. And it's gone up dramatically for 1 year. For the life expectancy actually to go down by a year and a half in a single year, when all over Europe and the rest of the developed world, it went down about 3 months instead of a year and a half. It's a devastating report. And Wall Street Journal points out that the COVID-19 pandemic was responsible for most of last year's decline. COVID-19 was either the underlying or a contributing cause of 385,201 deaths, according to the CDC. Now you say, wait a minute, I thought it was 610,000. That's what it was supposed to be as of today. Yeah, but that includes this year. There are a lot of people who've died in 2021. These are just the deaths in 2020. And many of those deaths could have been prevented, says the journal, with a stronger response to the pandemic, public health and medical researchers have said. The nation's top two killers are heart disease and cancer. And they still are, even with the explosion of COVID deaths. More deaths from homicide, from diabetes, and from chronic liver disease, which is related to heavy alcohol use, also contributed heavily to last year's life expectancy drop, the CDC said. pandemic lockdowns, recession, and a backlash against police tactics contributed to a spike in homicides in large U.S. cities. That's continued dramatically in 2021, according to police, researchers, mayors, and community leaders. U.S. longevity has been largely stagnant since 2010, even declining in three of those years, due in part to an increase in deaths from drug overdoses, rising death rates from heart disease for middle-aged Americans, and other public health crises. That gives you some perspective on what we're dealing with. But in the face of all of this, it's one of the reasons I think there is an intensified effort on the part of many Republicans, in fact, many, many prominent Republicans, to try to get people to reconsider some of their vaccine hesitancy, as it's called. The latest poll on vaccines, this is from CBS News and YouGov. 6% of Democrats say they will not get vaccinated. Okay, that's 6%. Keep that number in mind. Among Republicans, 29% say they will not get vaccinated. And look, there's a clever piece that was written today in the Washington Post by Margaret Sullivan, which is simply as a political matter. Republicans should get out from under this idea of being anti-vaxxers because it's going to kill us politically. It actually could kill us physically as well and kill our friends and our associates and our family members. But the idea here is that it's very usual when a new president comes in, he does poorly in midterm elections. That almost always happens. The only recent president for whom that didn't happen was George W. Bush, because we had the rally around the flag response to his decisive action in response to September 11th. He actually gained control of the Senate in the off-year elections of 2002. But most of the time, an incumbent president loses seats, and he loses an average of over 20 House seats, which, of course, would give Republicans pretty comfortable control of the House of Representatives. The Democrats are just barely, they have an advantage of 6 seats right now. So the point about all of this is that the reason first-term presidents tend to lose seats is because they've been elected with high hopes, and then people turn around and they look at everything that's wrong and they say, oh, it's the president's fault. Well, this vaccine issue gives Democrats the chance to say, hey, you don't like the way things are going? You don't like the fact that we still have a lingering impact of a pandemic? It's the Republicans' fault because they oppose these vaccines, etc., etc., etc. They didn't support the efforts of the Biden administration and all the public health authorities to try to get people safer and healthier. Mitch McConnell actually is doing something to try to address this, and I think what he's doing is useful and right. This is Mitch McConnell, who's been a consistent proponent of mask wearing since the beginning of the pandemic, has never, ever downplayed the impact of the pandemic. The Senate minority leader did a press conference in which he urged people strongly to protect themselves. This is clip 8.
97% of the hospitalization of the hospitals in the country for COVID are unvaccinated people. It never occurred to me after 3 highly effective vaccines were developed in under a year that we'd have difficulty getting Americans to take the shots. But that's obviously where we are. I want to underscore in the strongest possible manner I can, and I say this with some authority, as you all know, as a result of being a polio victim myself, and being very aware that it took 7 decades to come up with 2 effective polio vaccines. This was done in under 1 year. These shots need to get in everybody's arm as rapidly as possible, or we're going to be back in a situation in the fall that we don't yearn for, that we went through last year.
And then he was asked a follow-up question about people who are communicating negativity about the vaccine and trying to stop people from getting it. Here's the question and answer, clip six.
Mr. McConnell, on that note, the Republican governor of Utah said this weekend that conservative talking heads are, quote, literally killing their supporters. Do you speak out against people who are actually speaking out against,
well,
the vaccine?
I don't know how I could be any more clearer than I have been. I've been saying the same thing about vaccinations all along the way. Others can say whatever they choose to say, but this is something I think I'm a good example of, something I know the answer to. It is not at all unclear that the way to avoid getting back in the hospital is to get vaccinated. I want to encourage everybody to do that and to ignore all of these other voices that are giving demonstrably bad advice.
And thank you, Leader McConnell. I do want to say that this only confirms my longstanding conviction, and I've expressed it on this show, on the air, many times. I think he is the most underrated figure in American politics. Yes, he does speak with a warble in his voice, and no, he may not be the most charismatic presence in the world, but history is going to be very kind to Leader McConnell. We have the three Trump justices, all excellent choices, not just because of President Trump, but because of Leader McConnell. We will be right back with the latest breakdown on the House side of things. I may not have that committee investigating January 6th after all. Why not? We'll get to that coming up on the MedVet Show. Many people own coins that have not performed as well as they had hoped they would, but markets change and you should get a new valuation. Maybe the coins have done better with current moves in precious metals, or maybe you want to do something else with that money. Let me tell you about my friend Nick Drovich. He's the owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. For over 40 years, Nick has built a reputation for trust, honesty, and his goal is to earn your business for life. He won't push you to sell, but when you're ready, he offers the best prices, trades, and consignment deals in America. Right now, Nick and the AmFed team are offering their exclusive coin performance review totally free. Yes, totally free with a no-pressure guarantee from Nick. Go online at AmericanFederal.com or call 800-221-7694. That's AmericanFederal.com and 800-221-7694. 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
I've had several knee injuries on my left knee, and so over time, stiffness set in with a great deal of pain. So I went ahead and ordered the starter packet, and after about 2 weeks, I started noticing results, and after they were gone and I reordered, let's say 6 weeks in, my pain was virtually gone, but the big bonus was that the stiffness was also virtually gone, and so therefore my problem with my left hip also went away. I'm very happy I decided to try it and will continue to use it.
You can get a 3-week quick start for just $19.95. That's 95 cents a day. What a good investment. Nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. You can go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor. That's michaelmedved.com, banner for Relief Factor, or call 833 toll free 654 pain, 833 654 pain.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com antibacterial or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Michael Medved show, the Congress of the United States, at least none of them have run away yet. They haven't followed the example of the COVID-plagued Texas contingent of runaway House members with six different positive tests for COVID-19. Hope everyone recovers. But Lindsey Graham, of course, threatening to run away from Washington to deny a quorum if the Democrats move forward with this runaway crazed spending. And he says he's serious about that. And that could happen. Well, with all of that going on, do you remember the gigantic controversy that was hailed as the end of the world when the Republicans refused to provide the votes that were needed to set up a bipartisan commission to investigate the attack on the Capitol building, the so-called insurrection? I don't think it was really an insurrection, but it was a disgraceful riot, and it's appropriate that people get punished for it, and the people who encouraged it should be made to take some responsibility. But did we need a big new bipartisan commission? I don't think we did. I thought that the Nancy Pelosi had the better idea, which was setting up a select committee of the House with an equal number of Republican and Democratic members. Okay, here's what happened. She appointed her five Democratic members, and they include some names that are very familiar to you and that people you'd expect who are going to obviously pursue this very aggressively and try to establish some responsibility. And, of course, they're going to try to blame Democrats. So Kevin McCarthy initially was not going to cooperate by appointing five Republicans to join them. But he did, and then Nancy Pelosi exercised her rights under the way that she had set up this committee and rejected the five members of the committee who had been appointed by Kevin McCarthy. And so now he says that with those members rejected, he won't replace them. He's going to pull all his members off the table. And so Nancy Pelosi can run the commission by herself, committee by herself, and Kevin McCarthy's talking about doing a separate Republican investigation. Here is what the Republican leader in the House of Representatives had to say about this pathetic situation at the moment. Listen.
Did she set the committee itself to be one-sided? Yes. More so than any select committee before? Yes, she did. We warned you from that moment in time she was playing politics. Today just showed the American people exactly what everybody was warned. It's American people who lose in this, but we're not going to allow that to happen. We're going to get to the answer of the question, why were we ill-prepared? Why if they knew on December 14th? Why if they found IEDs earlier in the morning? Why were not the National Guard here at the Capitol, but they were running street signs down in the city? Who made that judgment? The only way to reverse this is seat these five. That's the only way. But I will add to this to be able to look at the challenge of what happened and answer those two questions. Why were we ill-prepared? And make sure it never happens again.
Okay, look, I think he speaks well on that. I think it's a mistake for Speaker Pelosi to blow apart their best chance for having a meaningful committee. And the reason she's doing that, she says, is because Jim Jordan of Ohio and Jim Banks of Indiana are the two conservatives she rejected from the committee, and she rejected them in part because they had loaned their support to President Trump's challenge, his desire to deny certification to the election results. So they were clearly on the other side of that issue. But should that mean that they can't work beyond those past differences to find some common ground on answering the questions that Kevin McCarthy is talking about, and I think that the American people are most interested in? It's the statement by Kevin McCarthy in a prepared statement. As he said, unless Speaker Pelosi reverses course and seats all five Republican nominees, Republicans will not be party to their sham process and will instead pursue our own investigation of the facts. Republican Representatives Jim Jordan of Ohio and Jim Banks of Indiana blasted Speaker Pelosi and her decision to reject their participation on a panel to investigate the January 6th attack on the Capitol, arguing it proves that she was involved in a partisan charade, in the words of Jim Jordan. Jordan, a top ally of former President Trump, said in a statement, Speaker Pelosi just admitted the obvious, that the January 6th Select Committee is nothing more than a partisan political charade. Well, she didn't exactly admit it. She may have demonstrated it by rejecting members she didn't like. Shouldn't it be possible to agree on membership in this committee and move forward? Because frankly, the whole idea of a committee like this is to make this less of a partisan issue, to reach some agreement that there were all kinds of things on all sides in every department of government that were handled badly on that day. And yes, a lot of it went to the White House. But there's going to be obviously no probing of any of that, no probing of any of what went wrong with the Capitol Police that anyone's going to believe or care about when there are going to be different reports from a Democratic committee and from a Republican committee. And all of this at a point where it's going to be a gigantic waste of time and duplication of effort. Particularly when they're stalled on the infrastructure deal and all of those other things that are supposed to be big priorities for the country, like figuring out how we're not going to go crashing into a truly dangerous situation of a deficit spending and an unsustainable national debt. Chuck Schumer just spoke on the Senate floor about what next, and it's not at all encouraging. Not at all encouraging. Look, there has to be some beginning of actually realizing what Joe Biden has been trying to sell for a long time, which is the idea that there are some bipartisan issues like fixing bridges and roadways that Republicans and Democrats ought to be able to agree on. Well, Mr. President, if you still believe that the two sides ought to be able to agree, what's stopping it? They already got 10 Democratic senators and 11 Republican senators to agree on some details. Why not go forward? And we will also be covering another area where there may be finally some action. I'm talking coming up about the attacks yesterday on passing motorists by homeless thugs, and a decision at long last by the Washington State Department of Transportation and the local authorities to clear away some homeless encampments right along the I-90 in Seattle. They're going to be removed, those encampments, and it is about time. How did that happen? Why did that happen? Finally, we will be covering that. We will also be taking a look at a surprise poll about what Republicans want in their next candidate for president. And then the idea, is it true that Republicans are trying to block having our children learn not to be racists? Is that the essence of the Republican point of view? AOC has some extraordinary things to say about that, which we will be covering. And then people getting more and more dramatically concerned about the homicide explosion, with an idea that maybe, a new Democratic mayor of New York, Eric Adams, might make a real difference. We will be covering it all, and much more, some ridiculous developments in the world of sports, and more, all coming up in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
My name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they are able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less. 800-391-8713. 800-391-8713. That's 800-391-8713.
Angie's List is now Angie. Summer is the perfect time to book your next home project. From lawn care to a new patio, Angie makes it simple to connect with pros who can get the job done right. See reviews, upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Plus, when you book and pay through Angie, we'll cover your project up to the full purchase price, plus limited damage protection with our happiness guarantee. Check out Angie.com, and for more on the happiness guarantee, go to Angie.com/happiness-guarantee.htm.
Oh, whale! Guys, whale! Wow, whale.
Oh, that's a big whale. Okay. Whale, whale, whale! Oh, no! Whale!
The tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
Well, at least it wasn't a shark, am I right?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.